This week, our art hounds have discovered drawings of Vermont farms at the Rokeby Museum, puppets in the Green Mountains in Brattleboro, a night bursting with female energy in White River Junction, and gypsy jazz in Tynmouth. First is Susanna Morlock from Danville. She has a suggestion to go see the farm drawings at the Rokeby Museum's Visitor Center.
The farm drawings of Roland Evans Robinson, 1850 to 1880. Roland Robinson was a member of the very interesting Robinson family at Rokeby Farm, and this exhibit brings together sketches and drawings he did for the agricultural journals of his time depicting rural life in Vermont. His work is exceptional. He captured the events of farm life throughout the year in beautiful detail.
That exhibit is up through October 25th at the Rokeby in Ferrisburg. Next, Mara Williams. She's chief curator of the Brattleboro Museum and Art Center. She has the suggestion about the puppet festival called Puppets in the Green Mountains.
This weekend at Living Memorial Park with Bread and Puppet Theater, Eric Bass and Inez Zeller Bass of Sandglass Theater have been producing this festival for almost 18 years now. More than 15 performances are happening across the county over the next 2 weeks.
Those performances take place through September 20th. Sarah Gennaro from Wethersfield is a music fan, and she recommends A Night of Female Energy at the Briggs Opera House in White River Junction.
There's going to be a fabulous night of female festal energy at the Briggs Opera House in scenic White River Junction, Vermont. It's put on by Cabal Breaker Radio, and it's called Mob of Angels, and it's going to be a fantastic women's showcase of Vermont and New Hampshire women performing all original music. Don't miss it.
That's Friday, September 11th from 7 till 10. And finally today, Nelson Jakeway recommends Swing Noir, Gypsy Jazz at the Old Firehouse in Tynmouth.
Gypsy jazz, hot swing, jazz manouche, call it what you may. They bring on the energy of a swing and jazz club and transport audiences back to the early days of jazz. They're amazing musicians.
That's Friday, September 11th at the Old Firehouse in Tynmouth. Also this weekend, Sculpture Fest in Woodstock continues, and of course it's Art Hop Weekend in downtown Burlington with over 500 artists showing their works at more than 100 venues throughout the galleries and businesses in Burlington's South End Arts District. For more information about all these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.